KC Brewing and Blending sits on top of a steep hill above the Roaring Fork River. Inside a warehouse space, lots of used oak wine barrels are stacked high.
Smells good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Troy Casey is in charge here. He's the master brewer, owner, and experimenter. He motions toward two upright barrels where the fermentation process begins.
This is where the saison starts, is in these fermenters. And so we basically took the head, one of the heads off of the barrel, stood them upright, added some valves to them so that we can do this primary fermentation.
If you've done a brewery tour, you've likely walked by large stainless steel fermenters. Here the beer is aged in oak barrels reminiscent of an age-old tradition. This beer, called Saison, has its roots in farming.
So it's traditionally a French and Belgian style beer that was made with the ingredients that a farmer grew during the summer. He would make beer with what was left over during the winter. And so that beer would be used to sustain the field workers for the coming summer.
Casey's specialty beers fall into the wild or sour categories because of the yeast strains used and the aging process. He got his start at a mega brewer working in research and development at Miller Coors.
And so we've got to play around with a lot of different styles and recipes and ingredients, which is where I learned a lot about making these beers.
After 5 years at Miller Coors, he decided to venture out on his own. Now his creations, which infuse Colorado fruit, are all his own.
Creating those different flavors, because these are not easy flavors to make, no matter what type of beer you're making, whether it's a light lager, a big stout, or a saison like this, it's always tricky to make, and you're always want to tweak something. It's kind of like a painter, how they have to one day just kind of put the paintbrush down and say, all right, I'm done, because I think if they're like me, they could go on forever.
He'll eventually distribute two beers to area liquor stores, the saison and a lambic style ale, which takes 6 or 7 months to age. Casey pours two glasses of the cloudy golden saison.
Cheers. Thank you for coming.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it has kind of a rich flavor.
It's definitely, it's got some tropical citrus fruits. I think some people might be surprised to learn there aren't any fruits that are added to this beer. It's just natural. It's pretty dry beer. It's well carbonated, so it's going to expand in your mouth a little bit to leave a nice, clean, dry finish.
The wood and oak-aged beers definitely are something that we're seeing more and more of out in the market because of today's small producers.
Julia Herz is with the Brewers Association, a trade group that represents most breweries in the United States. She says more than 200 breweries are serving up craft beer in Colorado alone, and consumers are looking for new and unique flavors.
With small and independent craft brewers on the scene, there is a lot of innovation and experimentation that really is igniting a more advanced beer lover and a more advanced beer culture here in the U.S.
Wild and sour beers are trending, even though they're often more expensive for breweries to make. Troy Casey says most brewers experiment on the side, but depend on traditional favorites like pale ales or lagers to pay the bills.
I think a brewery that is only focused on these types of barrel aged and wild beers is that's doing that exclusively is new for not only Colorado, but some of the whole country.
Casey's beer is being distributed to two locations in the valley, Hops Culture in Aspen and Four Dogs Wine and Spirits in Willits. He plans to open his tasting room in Glenwood in early August. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.